You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. The final weekend of the State Fair is upon us, and the specific days left will honor Native Americans, Latinos, and raise awareness about substance abuse. Friday is Stomp Out Stigma Day, aimed to get family members and individuals support services to deal with addiction to opioids and heroin. Organizations are set up in the Chevy Court Pavilion from across central New York. Helio Health's Ron Wood is the program director at the Center of Treatment Innovation for Outpatient Services. He estimates they've talked with people from 10 to 15 counties.
Addiction has been proven to be a disease, and what we're trying to do is to get it out there to let people know that there is help available, that your loved ones, your family, the community itself cares about you, and we want to help you get to the right resources and live a healthy, productive life.
It's the second year the fair has hosted the event. Organizer Lauren Davey of the Central Addiction Resource Center says the fair provides a more casual way of meeting people.
So it allows for a lot of discussion and open conversation with people that they may not have regularly been able to have or sought out.
Friday is also Native American Day, and fairgoers took in the dancing performances.
So let's give these three ladies a big round of applause as they demonstrate the smoke tag. Here we go.
The Indian village is filled with rich Native American history. Suzanne welcomes visitors into a longhouse made with hickory bark.
We keep our doors open so that you can walk in and out and see how we lived 400 years ago. Unlike your ancestors, you know where they came from.
She adds that most people are surprised when she tells them it's the same living quarters their ancestors probably experienced. This weekend is also Latino Village Weekend, located at the Talent Show Showcase stage near the Youth Building. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.